I began to understand. The simulation was warning me that this was my final chance to deliver the next line of dialogue from the movie. If I didn't say the line, I could guess what would probably happen next. Game over. But I didn't panic, because I knew the next line. I'd seen War Games so many times that I knew the entire film by heart. "Hi, Howie," I said. But the voice I heard in my earphones was not my own. It was Matthew Broderick's voice. And as I spoke the line, the warning on my display vanished, and a score of 100 points appeared, superimposed at the top of my display. I racked my brain, trying to mentally replay the rest of the scene. The next line came to me. "How's it going?" I said. And my score jumped to 200 points. "Pretty good," Howie replied. I started to feel giddy. This was incredible. I was totally inside the movie. Halliday had transformed a 50-year-old film into a real-time interactive video game. I wondered how long it had taken him to program this thing. Another warning flashed on my display. "You're going to be late for school, David. Hurry!" I stepped away from the Galaga machine. "Hey, you want to take this over?" I asked Howie. "Sure," he replied, grabbing the controls. "Thanks." A green path appeared on the floor of the arcade, leading from where I stood to the exit. I started to follow it, then remembered to run back and grab my notebook off the Dig Dug game, just like David had in the movie. As I did this, my score jumped another 100 points, and Action Bonus appeared on my display. "Bye, David," Howie shouted. "Bye," I shouted back. Another 100 points. This was easy. I followed the green path out of 20 Grand Palace and up the busy street a few blocks. I was now running along a tree-lined suburban street. I rounded a corner and saw that the path led directly to a large brick building. The sign over the door said Snohomish High School, David's school, and the setting of the next few scenes in the movie. My mind was racing as I ran inside. If all I had to do was rattle off lines of dialogue from War Games on cue for the next 2 hours, this was going to be a breeze. Without even knowing it, I'd totally overprepared. I probably knew War Games even better than I knew Real Genius and Better Off Dead. As I ran down the empty school hallway, another warning flashed in front of me. "You're late for your biology class." I continued to sprint at top speed, following the green path, which was now pulsing brightly. It eventually led me to the door of a classroom on the second floor. Through the window, I could see that class was already in session. The teacher was up at the board. I saw my seat, the only empty one in the room. It was right behind Ali Sheedy. I opened the door and tiptoed inside, but the teacher spotted me right away. "Ah, David, nice of you to join us." Making it all the way to the end of the movie wound up being a lot harder than I anticipated. It only took me about 15 minutes to figure out the rules of the game and to sort out how the scoring system worked. I was actually required to do a lot more than simply recite dialogue. I also had to perform all the actions that Broderick's character performed in the film, in the correct way, and at the correct moment. It was like being forced to act the leading role in a play you'd watched many times, but had never actually rehearsed. For most of the movie's first hour, I was on edge, constantly trying to think ahead to have my next line of dialogue ready. Whenever I flubbed a line or didn't perform an action at the right moment, my score decreased and a warning flashed on my display. When I made two mistakes in a row, a "final warning" message appeared. I wasn't sure what would happen if I got three strikes in a row, but my guess was that I'd either be expelled from the gate or that my avatar would simply be killed. I wasn't eager to find out which it would be.